Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechet Sota in Mishnayos, Hey and Vav, and we're still going through the various things that we know that have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh, and how we know that they have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. So, Brachos U'Klalos Ketzad, how do I know that the Brachos and Klalos, how were the Brachos and Klalos by Har Grizim and Har Evel said? So, Kivin Shav Yisrael Asay Yarden, when Klal Yisrael passed through the Yarden, Ubal Har Grizim Alever, Shab Shomron, Shab Tzad Shechem, Shab Eitzel Onimore, and they came to Har Grizim and Har Evel, which is in the Shomron, and it's next to Shechem, and it's which is the same as saying that it's next to Elone Mora, because Elone Mora is just another name for Shechem. So we'll describe what happened there, but first we'll discuss how we know that they're the same place. Shner Malo Hema Be'Ivar Yarden. It says that that Har Grizim and Har Evel are on the Ever Hayarden. Ulalanu Omer VaYavor Avram BeEretz Al Mekom Shechem Ad Elon Mora. So Ma Elon Mora Omer Lalan Shechem, just like BeAvram Avinu. Elon Moreh is a reference to Shechem. Af Elon Moreh Murkan Shechem. So too, the Elon Moreh mentioned by Har Grizim and Har Evel is also just another way of saying Shechem. So what did they do? They got there. Shisha Shvatim Al Rosh Har Grizim. Six of the Shvatim went to the top of Har Grizim. Shisha Al Rosh Har Evel, and six other Shvatim went to the top of Har Evel. VaKaran VaLevim VaAron Omdim LeMata BeYamtzel. The Karan VaLevim and the Aron were in the middle, beneath the two, in between the two mountains in the valley. HaKaran Makif and Asaron VaLevim as HaKaran. The Karan went around the Aron, and the Levim stood around the Kohanim, and all of the Jewish people were on either side, meaning we're on each mountain, six Shvatim on Har Grizim and six on Har Evel. Shneur of Kol Yisrael is kind of Shotim v'Shotav Omdim Mize Umize LaAron, that everyone stood on one side of the Aron or the other side of the Aron. Havchu Pneim Klapei Har Grizim Paschu BeBracha. So the Kohanim and the Levim, who were in between, turned toward Har Grizim and they started saying the brachos. Baruch Ha'iyish Asher Liyasa Pesul Maseicha. Blessed is someone who never made a Pesul Maseicha. Ve'lu Ve'lu Anam Amen. And people on both mountains responded Amen. Then they turned toward the people that were standing on Har Evel, and they started saying the klala. Cursed is someone who makes a graven image. And the people on both mountains answer Amen. Until they finished all the brachos of klalos that appear in the Chumash. Now earlier on that day, after they crossed over the Yarden, they had taken 12 large stones from the riverbed of the Yarden, and they carried it to Har Grizim and Har Evel. So what did they do with those stones? So they brought these stones and they built a mizbeach on Har Evel. The sadu b'sid, and they coated it with sid, with plaster. The kosvul of is called the Torah b'shivim lashon, and they wrote out the entire Torah in 70 languages. Shnemar be'er heitev. It says be'er heitev. That means in all the languages. And then after they brought the karbanos on the mizbeach, they took the stones, meaning they ripped apart the mizbeach, and they went and they spent the night in Gilgal, where they slept that night, and they put up those stones in Gilgal, and they left them there forever as a matzeva, as a testament to the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he split the Yarden that allowed them into Eretz Yisrael. Now moving on to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Birchas Kohanim Ketzad. How did they do Birchas Kohanim? B'Medina Omrim Osa Shalosh Brachos. In the Medina, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim say three separate brachos, and after each one, everyone answers Amen. B'Mikdash Bracha Achas. But in the Mikdash, it's really one long bracha. B'Mikdash Omer Es Hashem Kiksavo. In the Mikdash, they would say the name as it's written, meaning Yudke Vavke, they would pronounce it as it's written. B'Medina B'Chinuyo. But in the Medina, outside of the Mikdash, they would pronounce it as the Shem Adnos, the way we would pronounce it when we see Yudke Vavke spelled. Now, when they got to the Bracha, the Kohanim have to raise up their hands, but it was different in the Medina than it was in the Mikdash. But Medina Kohanim Nosim Isidem Keneged Kisvehen. Outside of the Bismix, Kohanim would only raise their hands to the height of their shoulders. Obe Mikdash Al Gabe Rashehen. But in the Mikdash, they would lift their hands over their heads, with one exception. Chutz Mi Kohen Gadol Shein Magbias Yadav L'malam Min HaTzitz. Except for the Kohen Gadol, who's not allowed to raise his hands over the tzitz, because the name of Hashem was written on the tzitz, and it's not proper to raise raise his hands higher than where the name of Hashem appears. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Kohen Gadol Magbia Yadav L'malam in a Tzitz. And Rabbi Yehuda says he is allowed to lift up his hands higher than the Tzitz when being Mevarich. And the Mishnah says, how do I know that a Kohen has to raise their hands for Birchus Kohanim? Shehem Rav Yisa Arun Es Yadav El'am V'yivarchim. Because the Pasuk says that Arun lifted up his hands and he blessed the people. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that the way the brachas and klalos were issued was that 6 shvatim went up on Har Grizim and 6 went on Har Eval, and the Aron and the Kohanim and the Levim stood in between. And we said, by the way, Elon Moreh and Shechem are the same place. So anyway, while they were standing in between, they would turn to one mountain and say the brachos, and then everyone would respond Amen. And then when they would turn to the other mountain, then they would say the klalos, and everyone responded Amen. And they took the rocks that they had taken from the riverbed, and they wrote out the Torah in 70 languages, Be'er Hetev, and they brought Karbanos, and then they pulled those rocks apart and re-established that Mizbeach in Gilgal, where they spent the night that night. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that Birchus Kohanim in the Medina is 3 separate brachos, but in the Migdash is 1 bracha, and in the Migdash they would pronounce the Shem Hashem as it is written, whereas in Medina only as we would pronounce it with the Shem Adnos. We also said another difference is that outside of the Migdash, Kohanim would only lift their arms to shoulder height, but in the Migdash they would lift their arms over their head and the Machlokas, whether the Kohen Gadol is an exception to that rule. Tanna Kamma says Kohen Gadol cannot lift it over his hands over his head because the Tzitz has the Shem Hashem on it. You can't lift your hands above that. And Rabbi Yehuda says even the Kohen Gadol can lift his hands over the Tzitz, because it says, and how do I know that the Kohanim lift their hands at all? Because the Pasuk says V'yisar Nes Yadav El Ha'am V'yivarechem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the 7th Perek, Mishnah Zayin.